This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Buy the kneecap off.
Play some football on Thursday night.
Take your other kneecap.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off 99. In spring, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we continue here live, been a great time here. Buffalo Wild Wings out here in spring. We always enjoy ourselves. Shout out to the bartenders and the waiters and waitresses who have taken care of us and everybody who's come out here on a Thirsty Thursday. Shout out to Bud Light, as they always help us put together a great
They still here?
Great event. I didn't even see, I think the Bud Light girls dipped off. I think you scared them off when you
Who?
Yelled at them. You
I did?
You yelled at them.
They didn't like my tone?
They didn't like your tone.
I'll be damned.
You know that's gotten you in trouble before.
Yeah, it does. It's on the daily.
but no, shout out to them. Shout out to our guy Shay and our promo staff who has done a great job as he always does. Matt keeping us on the air and on YouTube and Twitch. As our engineer, and Tyler, of course, holding it down back at the station and keeping us on the air. Everybody who played a part in getting us going on this Thirsty Thursday, not an easy gig. We appreciate everybody's hard work. And remember, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, the Hall of Famer, John McClain, will join the fellas to preview this big game against the Chiefs coming up Sunday night.
Make sure he bags it.
Yeah, I know he will. And also, following that, a little Thursday night football courtesy of the good friends at Westwood One. I know there's some Cowboy fans out there and some Cowboy haters, so go ahead and take a listen on Sports Radio 610 as the Cowboys and the Lions get going in a big, big NFC playoff potential matchup or NFC playoff ramifications matchup in that game coming up. After Texans All Access, so stay tuned for that. T-Mill's best bets coming up as well, and he's on a roll, folks. Back-to-back days at 80%, 4-for-5 on back-to-back days, and looking to get completely in the green, 8-of-14 on the week. So stay tuned for us as Tyler is rolling, and you know, outside of Monday, the football bets have been strong for Tyler. So
let's get back to that.
Just got a chance to make a little cash. Somebody had a question on Twitter for you, Clint. They said your assessment of Mills being the better processor. Why is that not playing out eye test wise on the field? Why did the offense not move most of the games he played?
Well, to be fair, the offense hasn't moved most games. Period, regardless of who's at quarterback. So that there's that. So I mean, we're not talking about one guy's in there. Like processing at a crazy high level and scoring a bunch of points and the other one's not. This offense is inconsistent as it is. And I would argue strongly, confidently, that if you watch the film and you compare the two from a processing perspective, from the ball being out on time, from you know,
I was going to say, explain exactly what processing is. Otherwise.
Well, processing is much bigger than – much broader than what most folks – hear when I say the word. Most people think literally one guy's smart, one guy's dumb. or one guy's smarter than the other guy. And it has nothing to do with that. I mean, when you talk about processing, it's getting to the line of scrimmage and deciphering what the defense is doing in direct and traffic quickly. It's getting to the line of scrimmage and going, okay, the defense gives me this look, and I've got a bad concept to my left versus this look. So I'm going to eliminate my what would be one and two in my progression. I'm going to work right to three and four because of what I've already seen. So I'm processing, and I'm eliminating half the field, speeding up my read. You look at, just some different throws and how quickly they come out of the quarterback's hands, whether it's by design because you're physically more gifted or you're not processing at a high level. CJ tends to be late on a lot of throws. CJ seems to see the rush and not get back down to his check down when he is working high to low. And so there's several layers of processing. I think both of these quarterbacks are good at processing. I've seen CJ be elite at processing, so I know it's there. But right now in Kaylee's offense, I would say from a processing grade that Davis Mills, the little bit we've seen, has probably processed better at this point. But you look at him, one guy is relatively speaking limited from a skill set, and so his whole ID, his whole the way he plays the quarterback position, Davis Mills, is within the system, processing, getting the ball to my hand, throwing the ball on time, anticipating. And then you've got another quarterback that has the ability to hold the football and stretch the field. You got another quarterback that's able to be late and throw into tight windows, force the ball down the field. He has the ability to do that. How he manages it is going to ultimately decide, if he wins or loses. I'll be honest with you, I don't know that this is the best offense, the best scheme for C.J. Stroud. I think this is by far the best scheme for Davis Mills.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot goes into it. It's not a smarter, dumber. It's not what most people want to make it out to be. And right now I just think that if you look at the film, I mean, Davis Mills was really good when he was in there from that perspective.
All right, before we get to T-Bill's best bets, Clint, as we talked about yesterday, now with the Tim Settle injury, they even have another roster spot as he's been placed on IR for the remainder of the season.
Yep.
They've got three roster spots. And here in the last couple days, Clint, two guys that are not on anybody's team that haven't played all season that have been Pro Bowlers, And I'm not sure on Justin Simmons, but I know.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Matthew's been an all-pro at the safety position. They've both come out and expressed, yeah, I play for the Texans. I would play for the Texans. We understand, man, it's December. These guys haven't been in camp. They haven't – well, maybe Matthew played a little bit of camp, but I know he retired early before the season started. They haven't played in weeks, and they're right in it. Are those guys that you would seriously give a look at to potentially add to this team guys like a Tyrann Mathieu and a guy like a Justin Simmons who haven't played all season long?
Well, I mean, I got to see what kind of shape they're in. I mean, nowadays these guys, the training facilities, it's not crazy to think that they could help you down the road. I mean, my thing with these players is if you are, now's the time. You know, because these are guys that you're going to have to get in the building, and it's going to take 2 or 3 weeks before you even know if they can help you. And so if they're in great shape, if they're a good fit, you're making the decision for the long haul. You're making the decision for a playoff run. You're not making the decision because, you know, you lost to safety and Reed last week. You know, that's where I'm at with these guys. Is sure, they're good players, and sure, they can help you. They're not going to help you this week. They're not going to help you before the Indy week to end the season. I mean, these would be playoff-type ads if you bring them in. Guys that haven't played football all year long, to assign them and think that you're going to plug them in and it's going to be a plug-and-play situation, I think that's awfully risky.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Like, to me, like, do you think any of those guys in a month are going to come in and be better than what Miles Bryant has given you?
No.
Yeah. You know, and –
Nor are they. I don't. I mean, maybe. I guess.
I'm just saying they haven't played
Simmons is going to be a safety. I mean, that Miles is a guy that's super versatile. That can
play
do
a lot
things.
Of spots. Yeah.
Simmons is going to be a safety, and I don't want to disrespect Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger. I mean, there was a time when he could do it all. I don't know that now is that time. So I mean, you're talking about different players. Like I said, you're not bringing
them 3 or 4 months off.
But you're not bringing these guys in to replace a Miles Bryant or to fill in for a Miles Bryant. Miles Bryant's going to be a part of this team and a part of the game plan moving forward. No matter what moves they make, period, point blank, that's going to happen. Now these guys are coming in. So if Eric Reed can't come back, you know, one of these guys would come in so that if something were to happen to another safety, I don't even know what they're going to do. I don't even know who they're going to use the safety position, to be honest with you, with Reed being out. Did it say Eric Reed?
Yeah,
you
said Eric. I was trying to figure out who's trying to get to.
Eric Reed, is that the receiver?
Eric Reed is another safety.
Reed, the kid that played it.
Justin Reed.
Yeah, they're just – no, I'm talking about the Reed that's
– I know who you're talking
What's
about
his first
now.
Name?
Jalen Reed.
Hell, I had about an 80% shot
yeah,
about it with Jalen.
Yeah, when in doubt, just say
Jalen. There's another Jalen. Eric Reed is – took a knee with Kaepernick.
You know, but none of these guys are coming in and helping you in the next couple of weeks. I mean, you're going to ride Miles Bryant as far as you can at this point in time. You bring one of those guys in, it's to keep from being in the situation you're in right now in the first round of the playoffs. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how realistic that is.
Yeah, I don't know. Those guys have just been out. That's why they turned to somebody who's on somebody's practice squad been practicing.
I think being aggressive after Darius Slay would have been
– That would have made – yeah,
that would have made more sense. And he was on waivers, which, by the way, I didn't even know this veteran waiver thing was a thing. I thought if a veteran was waived, I thought they were cut. I didn't know they were waived.
They could go to anywhere.
But you know, now – You know, if you would have claimed him, I think you're in line ahead of Buffalo had you claimed him. They obviously didn't. That would have been – right now, knowing this with the Kamari Lassiter thing, that would have been a good get.
All right, T-Mill, let's get to you. T-Mill's best bets. He's rolling hot. A little Thursday night football action again. If you do not remember what he says here, go to @T-MillRealDeal and you can find his bets. What you got tonight?
Yeah, that's how you answer an 0-4 start on Monday.
You go
8 for the next 10. No biggie. 8 for 10, people. Follow me to the money. We're going to get back on track with the NFL bets as the Lions and Cowboys get week 14 for the NFL started tonight in Detroit.
Hot since his birthday, folks. Hot since his birthday.
Hot. That's what we want to do, put money in pockets. Here are your 5 best bets. I believe this line has shifted just ever so slightly with a hook to the Lions being favored tonight at -3.5. For the record, I would still bet that one. I would lock that one in, but I got it at -3. -3, -3.5, I think they're going to – that's might be the automatic bet of the night.
Love it.
Next, I'm on the under, but I did tease it. Ooh. Last I looked, the over-under for Cowboys Lions tonight was at about 54.5, I think. I teased it up a whole point to 55.5. Just get a little extra cushion, but I'm on the under 55.5.
Really? Okay.
But I have an over in the first half. For the Lions team, the Lions squad, just them, just Detroit in the first half, I'm on over 13.5 points tonight. George Pickens is your first player prop, Cowboys pass catcher. I got over 5.5 receptions. I think that one might be close, but I think he at least gets to 6.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
And then lastly, the guy we mentioned earlier that's been balling out all year running the rock, Jahmyr Gibbs, Detroit running back. I'm on over for his rushing yards, which I got at 76.5 rushing yards for Gibbs. Those are your five best bets. Tune in as Dan Campbell's Lions win tonight. And you know, Larry and Stafford, I'm sorry, you might not know this. Dan Campbell's an Aggie. He played Aggie football.
There was no reason for that.
No matter what happens tonight, he's going to be getting to cheer his team on, chasing a national title on like the Longhorns, you know.
I like a lot of what you got here. I like the Lions -3. I like the Gibbs, the Pickens bet. So you got a chance to make some more cash. I would jump on that at T-Mill Real Deal if you miss those. Tomorrow, come hang out with us. We'll be in Houston, right at Raven Tower. Raven Tower, come hang out with us. 310 North Street, come hang out with us on a little Football Friday as we get you ready for this big game with the Texans and the Chiefs. So come hang out with us. Prizes for you to win, your chance to win future Texan tickets. So don't miss out. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout out to Trent Brown for joining the show as well. I am Ron, the show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. We was just talking to you about this, Trent, man, and I was thinking about you. I had to fly back home, and I'm thinking to myself, boy, I don't know if they could pay good money. They could pay Trent enough money to ride in the middle seat on a Southwest flight to Kansas City like I took.
Man, if we going to play some ball, it ain't that long of a flight. I'll make it work.
The flight attendant to say, all right, we got a full flight coming, and then you come rolling down the middle of that aisle. Nothing but middle seats left.
All right, thanks, Tyler. Let's roll.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.